Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Tulsa Ballet continues its season and prepares for its upcoming fourth international tour when they present Masters of Dance, featuring the work of three top international choreographers, along with three distinct dance styles that will showcase the versatility of the Tulsa Company. It takes place this weekend in Tulsa and March 30th through April 8th in Italy. The program will feature three previously debuted works, including the Classical Symphony by Yuri Posokov, Petite Mort by Yuri Killian, and Rooster by Christopher Bruce, with music by Prokofiev, Mozart, and the Rolling Stones, respectively. Well, following this weekend's performances, the Tulsa Ballet will bring Masters of Dance to seven Italian cities, including Trieste, Vicenza, Venice, Perugia, and Brindisi. You can see their touring program tonight, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center's Chapman Music Hall. My guest today is Artistic Director Marcello Angelini, who shares his thinking about the creation of this particular program, not only for Tulsa audiences, but that will also showcase the company to a European audience. Marcello Angelini, welcome back to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Always a pleasure.
And this is a busy, busy time for the company. You have your upcoming performances this weekend, but those same performances are going to go on the road to a big Italian tour. How did this Italian tour come about?
Well, I have been trying to take the company to Italy for the past 15 years, but the situation in Italy is always a little bit strange because the theaters depend from money coming from the government. And so theaters will not know how much money they have to spend for their seasons the following year until March, April, that is if the government doesn't fall. And we know that Italy tends to have a new government every year. So every time we got very close to signing the contracts and then the government would fall and they couldn't guarantee the funding. And here we are, 21 years later.
You're finally going to Italy for a seven-city tour of the same program you're going to be doing this weekend.
Absolutely.
So you knew that going into the season when you were putting the season together. So you have all this repertoire that Tulsa Ballet does. This might be a once in 20-year or 30-year ever opportunity to go to Italy and show off Tulsa Ballet. So what went into choosing the particular pieces that you did choose?
Well, I mean, the title says it all, Master of Dance. The three choreographers that that make up the DNA of this program, they are three of the most substantial dance makers of our time. You start from somebody like Yuri Posokov. I was at the world premiere of Classical Symphony, and I couldn't stop screaming. And I'm part of the business. I mean, I have not seen a ballet that exciting in decades. It's terribly difficult, outrageously difficult, so difficult that I am losing quite a few of the few remaining hair on my scalp thinking about performing it in Italy. But boy, when it works, is so exciting. It's so on the edge. And then you go to Killian, one of the really of the masters of the past 50 years, somebody that has changed the course of dance, somebody that has created a new language that is the evolution of classical ballet that has then been adopted by so many choreographers, starting from Nacho Duato to our own Makong, and of course with their own interpretation and artistic input on it. And then Christopher Bruce, who has been called the Nureyev of British choreography, a person that has grown the modern dance field in the UK to parallel the tradition of the Royal Ballet, the director of Ballet Rambert, now Rambert Dance Company for 8 or 9 years. I mean, those are three incredibly life-changing choreographers.
And with those particular choreographers, you have three very distinct styles that you're going to show off.
Exactly. And that was another reason for putting this program together here in Tulsa and also taking it to Italy. Our company is very unique because, yes, you can find companies that perform three so divergent pieces and yet cohesive pieces in the same program. I mean, companies like Houston Ballet do that all the time, San Francisco Ballet. But those are companies with 60 to 90 dancers. So obviously you have a group of people that are very good in the classical realm, and they will dance classical symphony pretty well. In the case of San Francisco Ballet, extremely well. Then you find companies like Hubbard Street that is phenomenal in Killian and in Petit Moore. And then you can find companies like Rambert or Houston Ballet that will do a Rooster very well, or Boston Ballet. But to find a company our size where the same dancers are able to dance not only proficiently but quite sincerely on a stellar level all three pieces, well, that's very rare. And that's the niche we occupy. Our company is great in so many different ways and styles that the versatility of the company is the number one asset of the organization.
So a larger ballet company, say a Houston or, you know, San Francisco, they could put on this program, but it would be three completely different cast sets for the most part, and specializing in dancers that specialize in each one of these skills. The thing with Tulsa is you have to put on the tutus and the point shoes and then take them off and put your flats on and dance all three pieces.
Well, actually, and dance barefoot, because Petit Moore is barefoot. So yeah. You go from extreme technique in classical symphony on point, and then you go barefoot in Petit Moore. Now, if we equate that to finances, what this equation tells you is that in order to perform this kind of program for your community, another city will have to invest upward of 20, 30, maybe 40, $45 million into a ballet company in the cases of a Boston Ballet, Houston Ballet, or San Francisco Ballet. Well, our community invests a fraction of that and still gets approved to dance these fantastic pieces, and they can see them at home for a fraction of the price.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the three pieces, Yuri Posokov's classical symphony. It's ballet, the way we expect to see it in the look of the piece, but then you actually watch the dance, and there's these amazing, amazing little sections. I'm thinking of one in the finale where you have the ladies almost like swans in the middle of the stage while the men are doing these huge leaps in just this circle. I can't think of any other ballet that has a look like that.
Well, I call it ballet on steroids.
Uh-huh.
The companies should be arrested for doing this kind of dance, because it's really on the edge, if not beyond the edge of technical sanity. Before seeing classical symphony, I didn't think that the human body could dance at that speed, at that pace, for such a long time and do so many technical wizardries one after the other. So, yes, it is so much on the edge that it's scaring us for the Italy, too.
Now, I've heard you talk about in that way about several choreographers. I'm thinking of Stanton Welch and some of his I think it was the fingerprints,
yes.
Or at least it had the fingerprint on the stage.
Yes, yes.
You know, that piece. And you said, this is like we're moving for 20 minutes and it's like flat out for 20 minutes. Is this even more stamina sapping?
Yes. Yes, because in other pieces you are dealing with stamina challenges. You're pushing your body beyond what you think is possible. But in the case of classical symphony, you keep doing extremely complicated technical treats. So when your body is ready to quit, that's when you're going to do your most difficult jumps and turns and leaps and,
Or being still, for that matter. Or, you know, that sort of statuesque thing we expect from ballerinas. And you've done this after, you know, you've been moving full out for 10 minutes.
Well, believe me that they would pay money to stand still for about 10 seconds, but they don't get this opportunity.
Why can they? I can think of a few moments where it's like that, just that statuesque look.
Yeah, the beginning and the end of every piece. Yeah. And that's it.
Well, that is the first piece on Masters of Dance, which takes place tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. We should mention that already on their Italian tour, which Tulsa Ballet is going on, most of the Most of this, about half the cities are sold out already, but there are still good tickets for this weekend in Tulsa.
That's the joke around the office. We are sold out in 4 out of 7 theaters in Italy, and we are really so sold out that I was trying to get tickets for my mother-in-law in Perugia, and I had to tell her, mother-in-law, I'm sorry, but... ain't going to happen because there are no seats. Unless you want to sit on my lap, it's not going to happen. But here, yes, we do still have seats.
All right. And from there, you go to Jerry Killian's Petite Mort, which has these incredible dancing, but also incredible visual effects that it's a part of this. This is really a wonderful tour de force piece.
It is a masterpiece again. It was created in 1991, so it has been 25 years, but it's so amazing when you see a true masterpiece. Well, those never age. It's still leading edge. The beauty of the piece goes beyond the aesthetics. It's almost like if the skin becomes transparent, and for a fleeting instant you are able to see the soul of the dancer, the soul of the human being. And then the curtain comes down and it's all over. But it's quite phenomenal, yeah.
There's this interesting... cloth that comes over, and you have all these wonderful effects, and we shouldn't take those effects are really amazing, but they don't take away from the dance at all, because the dance is stunning, and the pas de deux in this piece is something else.
Yeah, and the effects are very, in a way, minimal. We are not talking about anything that is gimmicky.
We're not talking about fire on stage. But it is.
The silk
comes over the front, and all of a sudden, here are all these dancers under it.
Yeah, and you know, those are the things that take your breath away. The things that take my breath away is thinking about how we are going to do it in Italy. The little particulars that we don't realize. You remember in the beginning the boys throw the swords around, and the mm-hmm. swords have to make a perfect circle, and at the end of the ballet the girls throw the skirts that are on wheels from the wings. Well, imagine that happening on a rig stage, or maybe should I say, imagine it not happening on a rig stage. Because if you throw a sword slowly and it has to make a circle around you, once it gets to the upstage part on the rig, it's going to stop. And when you throw the skirts on stage from the wings, well, chances are they are going to end up on the patrons sitting in the first row of the seats. So those are the things that are giving us nightmares now.
And for those who don't know, a raked stage is one where the stage sort of slants up towards the back.
Yeah.
So people have a better view.
Perspective, yeah. Yeah. And in our case, it slants down.
Yeah.
Not up. Yeah, it's the same thing. But yeah, we are a little bit worried about all those little things.
We're talking about the pas de deux is it's unlike any pas de deux I think I've ever seen before.
Yeah, these 6 pas de deux, but especially the last 3 are just breathtaking. Petite Mort is the most intimate moment between a couple, and you can perceive that intimacy. That's what it means in French, Petite Mort. You can perceive that moment of intimacy, that beauty.
And the way the female and male dancers interact is just, I don't know. I've never, probably there are people that are using this vocabulary, but when you think of when he created it, it must have been sort of out there at the time.
Well, Killian is out there. Killian has been leading the contemporary dance field for 50 years. He's 4 or 5 of them, Killian, Forsyth, the Duato. Those kind of people have been setting the path for everybody else to eventually grow and embellish and contribute to the growth of the repertory. But they are the leaders.
Yeah. There's also a section in the piece which doesn't use music.
Yeah. Why do you have to mention all the things that scared the heck out of me?
So the obvious question is, how difficult is that having the music?
Oh, it's not only a question of...
I mean, first of all, they're complex movements too.
Yeah.
Very complex.
Well, you know, last night I turned to the lady that is staging the ballet, Cora, and after the ballet, and I said, what was he thinking to choreograph a piece that is a couple of minutes long, where the six dancers have to be perfectly together, no musical references, and he chose boys? I mean, we know that boys, they can do anything together. They can't. And yet the piece is for six boys. And they need to learn to breathe together, to feel each other in order to be as together as possible. And there are so many variables because they are moving swords and throwing them around. And the swords need to move around together. I remember the last time we did Petit More, I had to film it three or four times to get one good performance. The first opening night, one of the swords broke. The second performance, another sword broke. So it's like, come on. And I heard horror stories even from the Killian Company of things that would happen. Like apparently one time they were performing it live and the Silk went into the orchestra pit and lifted all the music up. And that was in the beginning of the piece. So you can imagine the rest of the 20 minutes, the musicians without music, what happened.
Is that just a matter of repetition with these dancers over and over and over, getting the count, the innate rhythm that has to be a part of it, ingrained in all of them together?
Yeah, and they also need to they need to learn to work like a team. Yes, there is a certain rhythm, but sometimes it's not about who is right and who is wrong. It's about covering for the person whose sword is a little bit late in respect to the others, feeling that somebody has not finished the movement yet so you can't start the next one, is about working like a team.
Well, it's like playing chamber music, really, where you know, where everybody has their own rhythm, but you kind of have to find a consensus rhythm. With this, instead of playing an instrument, you're using your body as the instrument.
Not easy when you have a lot of leading dancers in the same group because they are used to lead and the rest follows. And it's like, darling, in this case, you just have to follow each other. There ain't no leader.
So is that something that they're just I would think when you have a section like that, it's like they're rehearsing this constantly.
We do it every day. Even
I would think, outside of rehearsals, they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Even before, they did it last night, and the same group that did it last night, as well as the group that will do it tonight, we are going to spend 10 minutes today just doing it, just making sure that everybody's on the same wavelength.
Well, you mentioned it's one thing to do something like that in a space that you're very familiar with, whether it be, you know, your facilities or the PAC, but going to like different theater every day.
Yeah, and
that's going to be very interesting.
And that's something we have never done. Again, this is a brand new experience for us because even this is our fifth country, fourth international tour, fifth country that we touched during the past 10, 12 years. But we have never done one performance in each different city. And also, it's worth keeping in mind that those theaters, they have subscribers. We are part of their season. We are not a guest company. We are part of their season. So we are going to perform in front of a very knowledgeable audience.
My guest today is Marcello Angelini. You can see the performances they'll be taking to Italy for their Italian tour at the end of March this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. The program's titled Masters of Dance, and it features three pieces by really top choreographers in the world, Yuri Posokoff, Jerry Killian, and Christopher Bruce. As we were talking about just that aspect of touring, it really goes back to when you think about it, even before Tulsa Ballet Theater. I mean, that was the bread and butter of the Jasinskis. They were touring the Ballet Russe. And it's like, how many of your dancers have had this sort of experience of going from city to city, you know, getting on a bus or on a train and going from town to town to do that?
Actually, not many of our dancers had this opportunity to do this kind of tours, but everybody's extremely excited. And we're excited, obviously, because we are performing in a foreign country, but it's, you know, this group of dancers is is probably one of the most cohesive we ever had. They understand that even though we are a bunch of foreigners, let's face it, you know, we have a lot of foreign nationalities, but we understand that Tulsa is our city, Tulsa is our community, and when we go abroad, we are representing the culture of the city of Tulsa and the state of Oklahoma. So we, even though, you know, I'm Italian and we have Koreans and Chinese, and but we go there as ambassadors for the city of Tulsa. We are going to show the culture of this part of the United States of America. And this is really what energizes us. And I have to thank our sponsors, Mike and Lori Avery Crimble. You know, they're personal friends as well as supporters for the company, and I approached them in September because the finances of a tour have also changed during the past 15 years. It's very hard to break even. And, you know, we went out for dinner and we were talking, and I told them, said, guys, we have this opportunity to take Tulsa beyond the barriers and the confines of our city. We have this opportunity to go to the country that has that has invented ballet. And we are the latest comers to ballet, really, because dance started here with ballet use in this century. In Italy, it traces back to the 15th century. And they said, but we need help. And immediately, you know, Mike and Laurie said, absolutely, we will help whatever you need. Just bring Tulsa to Europe and show them what we are all about in this part of the country.
Well, for the final piece of Masters of the Dance, which you can see at the PAC, you're going back to a piece I just remember the first time the company performed it. It's just a hoot of a ballet. That's the only way. That was how we say it in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Christopher Bruce's Rooster, and it's using the music of the Rolling Stones, and it's everything from, you know, that Friday night trying to get the girl to, you know, just the culture surrounding the Rolling Stones music of rebellion, of youth. And it's just a delightful piece.
And humanity as well. Yeah. I mean, there is a piece that is about being rejected and not fitting in the group. And again, Rooster is one of those pieces that takes the audience because of the music and because of how well it tells the story of the human soul. But boy, it's a very difficult piece. It's extremely complicated. The musicality, in order to read, everything has to be basically off balance. And so you need to use the momentum of the body to take you from one place to the other. You need to fall into the next movement. And ballet dancers are not used to that because we work all our life to find the perfect balance.
Center.
Center, absolutely. Yeah, right. And this one is all off-center. And seeing where you're off-center takes you. And if you don't do it right, it doesn't look right because the movement flow is not right.
Well, and the whole thing, I'd never thought about that sort of issue with it. But you're right, Little Red Rooster, the rooster of the piece is constantly, I mean, he's moving forward, he's falling back, he's all about being off balance and almost sort of this sort of perpetual motion of, like, you know, the head's forward, the body's moving forward. It looks perfectly natural. It's like a high school dance, you know, on a Saturday night, you know, but
if he's well done.
Yeah.
Again, because the trick is to get to the point that the fall, the body movement and the momentum carries you without you having to force it. Otherwise, it doesn't look right. And I had this chat the other day with a group of the cast members, and I said, you know, guys, you are doing it right, but it's not the right ballet. You need to learn to use your momentum. Let yourself be off balance and see where that off balance carries you. And that takes you into the next movement. And then, I mean, Christopher is a genius. If you just let it go, you will realize that one movement, one step falls into the next. And that's what connects all the steps. And then from an audience standpoint, then suddenly the ballet reads. It becomes real. if you force it, nah, it's like a baritone trying to sing like a tenor. It just doesn't sound right.
and I would suppose it's about relaxation in a way that dancers don't normally. And, you know, because, I mean, what it looks like, it looks like kids jumping around, moving around to music, which is utterly in the moment, and you're not in the moment because you have this choreography attached to it.
Yeah, and...
But you have to make it look like it's in the moment.
You need, well, it is actually, you're absolutely right, it is in the moment because you can't force momentum. Momentum is in the moment. Balance is something that you can always find. Well, if you're well trained, you can find your balance. But momentum, once you start it, you need to let it happen in a natural way in the moment, and then the ballet becomes in the moment.
Mm. Well, it's a stunning piece, and it's a fitting into these three different ballets because you're seeing a lot of the versatility of the company, that's what we all love about Tulsa Ballet.
And think about it. Classical symphony is all about hitting the perfect balance at the right moment. Petite Mort is all about being able to open yourself and show the vulnerability of the human soul and the vulnerability of the dancer at that particular moment, because that's the only way it can touch you. And then you go to a Rooster that is all about momentum and falling off and not finding your balance, but moving around your balance.
Yeah. My guest today is Marcello Angelini, as we talk about Tulsa Ballet's upcoming program, Masters of Dance, which will take place this weekend in Tulsa, and at the end of the month in seven cities in Italy for their international tour. And he joins us today on Studio Tulsa. All three of these choreographers, Yuri Prosakov has worked extensively in the United States, but they're all European, are they not?
You know, I am sort of colorblind when it comes to nationalities of choreographers.
Did you think seriously maybe about taking an American choreographer?
I didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it. Those three pieces work very well together. Of course, from a marketing standpoint, when you go to Italy for the first time, you need to have some kind of marketing hook, like the Rolling Stones music for the general audience. The names like Killian that are well known in Europe by the connoisseurs, and you introduce Yuri Prosakov, who, yes, he is Russian, and yes, he's trained at the Bolshoi and danced at the Bolshoi, but he spent most of his career in San Francisco. So I consider him an American choreographer.
True.
Balanchine, is he really a Russian choreographer or probably not?
But he's American.
He's American, yeah. In style, he's American.
Well, you mentioned Jerry Killian will be very much familiar to European audiences. Will the other two choreographers as much?
Christopher Bruce, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yuri Prosakov, not much. Yuri's ballets have been performed by the big, big companies, European companies like the Bolshoi, the Royal Swedish Ballet, Vienna Staatsoper, those very large companies. But I think in Italy, this will be a premiere of his work.
Yeah. Well, we wish you great success with both this weekend's performances and the tour to Italy. I'm sure you're going to represent the city incredibly. Marcello Angelini, thanks very much for joining us.
Always thank you for inviting me, Rich.
Tulsa Ballet Artistic Director Marcello Angelini speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. The ballet presents Masters of Dance tonight and tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center's Chapman Music Hall. They'll then be taking that program on their Italian tour beginning March 30th in Trieste, Italy. For ticket information and details on the program, visit tulsaballet.org. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.